This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the second lecture from the series Believe in Allah سبحانه وتعالى in light of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Last lecture, we introduced the definition of the word aqeedah. What does it mean linguistically to have aqeedah? And what does it mean in the technical terms, meaning believing in Allah, angels, books, messengers, day of judgment, al-qadr. And in a way also we defined what Iman is, faith. Faith is defined according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, according to Salaf al-Salih, our righteous predecessors, according to Al-Firqa al-Najiyah, the saved sect, according to Ahlul Hadith, the people of the Hadith. Belief of the heart, saying it with the tongue, and acting upon it with the rest of your limbs. And it increases because of your obedience, and decreases because of your disobedience. هذا هو الإيمان. Faith. Faith is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other six elements, pillars of Iman, in the heart, then you pronounce this with your tongue, you declare this with your tongue. If someone want to say, I'm a Muslim, they say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And also, you confirm this with the rest of your limbs, Salli, Salli. Zakki, Zakki, Hajj, Hajj, commands, do's and do not do. And Iman increases and decreases based on your commitment to this. And we spoke about the importance of the Aqeedah. We said that our Aqeedah, our creed, our religion is not a hearsay. Divine revelation. The Quran and the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Quran was Sunnah, wa ijma' and the consensus of our righteous predecessors. Wa ijma' al-ummah wa man sara ala nahjihi. This is the source of our aqeedah. Is made clear. It is not unclear in any way. It's straightforward. And it answers all the questions. Who are you? I'm a human being. Who brought you into this world? The creator of everything, Allah. Where I'm going to go after this world? You're going to go back to Allah. What I'm supposed to do with my life? Submit to Allah. As simple as that. Answers questions to the point. Ask any question that you want to ask. You will find an answer in the religion of Islam about who you are and your mission and so forth. Today, because the subject is so wealthy, I want to address things that you could say or things that you could believe or actions that you could commit which will negate your Iman or will place you in a gray area regarding being a Muslim. I want to talk about al-kufr. Things that you could say, things that you could believe, acts that you could commit, which will take you out of Islam, whether completely or whether partially, whatever way you want to look at it. Kufr, ya ikhwa, disbelief occurs by belief, believing certain things, by making a statement, or by actions. Why I'm bringing this up now, even so I have not really explained a whole lot about our aqeedah. Yani I should be engaged in going into tawheed, tell you tawheed al-rububiyyah, tawheed al-uluhiyyah, and explain this. You see, our religion, look at the statement that you make to become a Muslim. What do you say? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha is nafi, negation. And then you say, illallah, no God, no deity. You're negating any presence of any object in your heart. You say, no other God, ya Rab. There is no other deity worthy of my submission, worthy of my life. And then you say what? Accept who? That is why a Muslim cannot come into the religion of Islam meanwhile believing that Buddha is a god, Jesus is a god, Fusha is a god, the sun is a god. You see, la ilaha, no one is worthy, no one has the right to be worshipped, obeyed, submitted to, but accept who? So look, negation. So this is the time when there is a lot of fitna. So I thought before we go into explaining al-tawheed and so forth, maybe it's worthy to bring up some of these issues which can negate your faith, your belief. Why are we saying this? Because as a Muslim, if there is a person who is a kafir, there are certain rules, ahkam, al-kuffar. Can a Muslim marry a disbelieving woman? Pure disbelief. Can they? Can a Muslim man? Pure disbelief. مش أهل الكتاب. You can't. If you say this person is a kafir, no way you're going to marry. Can you eat his dabiha, his food, his meat? Can you? You can't eat his meat. Can you inherit if your father... Can you inherit from him? No, you can. There are ahkam in the dunya. Tajri ala al-kafir. There are certain rules which concerns you when you deal with a kafir. Al-wala wal-bara' mathalan. Hadi umur, yani, nobody speaks about it. Also, if a person is labeled to be a kafir, whether he has called himself a kafir, or the scholar of the Ummah, the people who are qualified to make that judgment, called himself or called that person a kafir, you have to believe in the depth of your heart that this person is a dweller of the hellfire for eternity. You believe it. Anyone who does not accept Islam will believe this. If you present the message of Islam to somebody, you tell, listen, Allah is the one who created you. He is the only one who is worthy of your worship. He sent you messengers throughout time to remind you to submit to him and follow the final messenger, Muhammad. And you presented to him the message in a nice way, in a good way. And mashallah, you were kind. Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'idati al hasani. You did your best. I said, no. Mishais. I don't want to. In your heart, you must believe that this person is what? You can't have doubt about this. You can't have doubt about this. Inshallah, let's go through this. First of all, I want you to listen carefully because this is the basis on which we'll continue the lecture. Aqeedat Ahlus Sunnah, the Aqeedah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you could call them Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ahlul Hadith, Salafus Salih, whatever name you want to use. Their Aqeedah, once it comes to believe, having faith, consists of acceptance in the heart. That in your heart you accept that there is no deity, no God but Allah. And you believe in the rest of the pillars of faith. Angels, messengers, books, day of judgment, qadr. Aho. Affirmation with the tongue. By saying, I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of my worship and submission but Allah. And Muhammad is his messenger. And acting upon this with the limbs. Salah, zakah, fasting, hajj, hadahu. Important here, because you will find some people getting up at, and your iman increases and decreases. Sometimes you find yourself, mashallah, the salah is so easy, everything is wonderful. Because of what? There is an increase of iman. And sometimes you're hardly waking up to pray. You're hardly dragging your feet to pray. Because your iman is what? Al-Iman yazidu bil-ta'ah. The more you obey, your iman what? Goes up. The more you disobey, the iman goes what? Down. So this is the basis on which we'll kick this now. Let's see who negated this. But before we go into the business of calling this person a kafir, first of all, I'm not talking about the pure kuffar here. Someone who is, he tells you, Akhi, I'm not a Muslim. Khalas. You don't have to. Khalas. Or someone who has faith in other than Islam. He's what? لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هو المسيح ابن مريم. Those who say Allah is the Messiah are disbelievers. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ما هو ذا بالقرآن هو لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى لم يكن الذين كفروا من اليهود والنصارى. No, I'm talking about takfir here of a Muslim, someone who says لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. But yet he's not a Muslim. Let's build some foundation here. When we address the subject. Okay. الفرق بين تكفير المطلق وتكفير المعين. Listen carefully, because this stuff, every Muslim must have a grasp of it. And the time, because of the limitation of time, I'm not going to detail everything, but I'm going to throw the foundation and move on. But I'm telling you, each word that we say tonight, we can spend the whole lecture just dealing with it. The difference between general takfir, takfir al-mutlaq, and you call this person is a kafir, a particular person, a particular individual. What is the difference between the two? First of all, it is not proper for a Muslim to declare anyone a kafir from amongst the Muslims until the evidence is established against him. إقامة الحجة. Two, and انتفى المانع. That you have dealt with the things which cause this person to do what he does. Hang in there and I will explain this to you in more details. What do you mean by this? There are preventative factors of making takfir of individual. There are obstacles, things that stand in your way to call a certain person a kafir. I'm talking about somebody who says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Pay attention here. Number one, ignorance. This person may not know what is he doing. Kufr. Al-udhr. You must give this person an excuse of ignorance that he doesn't know. العذر بالجهل. Two, العذر بالتأويل. faulty interpretation. You've shown him the Quran, you've shown him the Sunnah, and he reached the wrong conclusion. He misunderstood it. He misinterpreted it. He did not understand it properly. That is two. Number three, he's forced. He's forced to do this. So those are the three things that you must deal with. طيب. Let's look into ignorance. يعني ideal example يا إخوة, we have hadith في صحيح البخاري ومسلم, حديث أبي سعيد, a man when he is about to die, he called upon his children and he said to them, what kind of a father was I to you? They said, a good father. I said, now I want you to do something for me. When I die, burn my body, smash my bones, turn it into ashes, and wait for a windy day. Then cast half of my ashes in the sea and the other half in the land. Look what he said. فَإِنَّهُ إِنْ قَدَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ لَيُعَذِّبَنِي عَذَابًا لَا يُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Look what he said. If Allah is able to bring me back. هذا جهل. Ignorance. He doesn't know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable to collect his ashes and bring him back to life. Jahl. Of course, we as Muslims, by the way, when our parents leave us a will like this, imagine your father before dying, he called upon you and he said to do this. Should you execute that will? I'm asking you, should you? As a Muslim, should you execute that will? No. You always have to measure the will according to the Sharia. Your mother, for example, before dies, I want you to tear your clothes, I want you to wail, I want you to do all type of things after I die. Should you do it? No. You only do what matches what? The Sharia, the deen. In this case, the children did. They burned his body, they smashed his bones, they cast half of this in the sea, half in the land. Allah told us that in the future, something that will happen, but He told us about it. Allah commanded earth to collect His ashes and commanded the sea to collect His ashes. And here He is standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What caused you to do this? قال مخافتك يا رب. I'm afraid of you. هذا الرجل يا إخوة ورد في بعض روايات هذا الحديث, in some of the wording of this hadith, that he used to be a thief who goes and steals the shrouds. After the people bury their deceased, he goes open, dig the grave, يفحت القبر, and he takes the shrouds. He steals it. يسرق من الموتى يعني. He's afraid. قال مخافتك يا رب. I was afraid of you. الشاهد, the important thing here is what? This person, Allah sent him to Jannah. He said, go to Jannah. Why? He's ignorant. He's ignorant of the name of Allah, Al-Qadir. But is his act of kufr or not? What he did is an act of kufr or not? Absolutely. Act of kufr. But because of what? Ignorance. We have also, يعني, subhanAllah, hadith, Hudayfa ibn al-Yaman. Hudayfa was sitting with his students, and then he basically said, towards the end of time, the only thing that people will know about Islam is La ilaha illallah. They don't know anything else in the future. Only La ilaha illallah. In some of the wording, Allah, Allah, Allah. And then actually they would ask one another, how did you hear that word, La ilaha illallah, Allah? Well, I heard my father saying it. No salah, no zakah.
Sila, one of his students, he said, and what la ilaha illallah will do for them? What la ilaha, three times, what la ilaha illallah will do for them? What la ilaha illallah will do for them? فَقَالَ يَا صِلَىٰ تُنْجِيهُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ يَا صِلَىٰ تُنْجِيهُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ يَا صِلَىٰ تُنْجِيهُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ. It will save them from the hellfire. La ilaha illallah. Why? Because they are ignorant. Their parents never taught them. They didn't receive the knowledge. There is no knowledge. Before you go after a person and you tell him he is a kafir, someone who says La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, you must remove what? Ignorance. You must get that person to learn. You must feed him the knowledge which will dismiss what? Ignorance out of the picture. Comes in number two, the misinterpretation. For your information, our aqidah, ikhwa, that when the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right after the fitna of Uthman ibn Affan, when they fought one another, they did it based on misinterpretation. تأولوا. And both groups, they thought that they are doing the right thing. Oh. Misinterpretation. So you must remove misinterpretation before you label anybody what? To be a non-Muslim. Comes in being forced, compulsion. We have the story of Ammar ibn Yasir. Ammar ibn Yasir was stopped by the disbelievers and they told him, listen, we're not going to let you go until you speak bad about Muhammad. Speak bad about him. He actually spoke bad about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He felt so bad about it, he came back to the Prophet, قال يا رسول الله, they forced me to say so and so about you. قال كيف تجد قلبك? How do you see your heart? مطمئن بالإيمان. قال إن عاد فعد. Compelled, being forced. Shahadah, the important thing here, that before we label anyone a kafir, we must remove these three areas: ignorance, misinterpretation, and compulsion out of the scriptures. When we say such and such deed is a major kufr, and so has fallen into major kufr, disbelief, kufr is disbelief. We need to distinguish between the act and the doer. You see, in the case of Ammar, I could say what? If you speak bad about the, if someone speaks bad about the Prophet, this act is kufr. Correct? Hey, if you speak bad about the Prophet, the act is what? But what about the doer? Don't label the doer until you make sure that he knows it's a kufr. Until you make sure that he did not misinterpret something. He is not forced like Ammar radiallahu anhu. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to distinguish between the two. Not everyone who falls into kufr becomes a kafir. Because a person may fall into major kufr out of ignorance, misinterpretation, or compulsion. In which case he is not called a kafir, in spite of the fact that the act is regarded to be a major kufr. طيب. Now, who has the authority and the power to label this person to be a kafir and this person is not a kafir? By the way, we're talking about people who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah here. We're not talking about the pure kuffar or the mushrikeen ahl al-kitab. No, we're talking about the Muslims, people who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Who has the power to call this person as a kafir and this person who is not a kafir? Like I said, we have to distinguish between general takfir and individual takfir, which is to call someone a kafir. Calling an individual a kafir should be left for those people of knowledge who are aware of what faith is, of what iman is, and what disbelief is, and what are the things that negate a person's Islam, when is excuse from ignorance applied and when it is not applied. Very important, ya ikhwa. لأنك إن المسلم يقول لك الرجل ده كافر الرجل ده منافق. لا إياك. Don't you dare call your brother or your sister. You must have the knowledge.
It is indeed very dangerous for unqualified people, especially who do not have even the knowledge of the definition of iman, according to our righteous predecessors, to perform unrestricted takfir on individuals out of their own will. We must be very careful with this. In summary, we don't want to dig too much into this. Making takfir of those with no religion, it is obligatory on all Muslims. What do you mean with no religion? Lom al-kuffar, somebody who is an atheist, or kafir, will like kafir. Someone who tells you, I'm an atheist, you call him a kafir. You must believe that he's a kafir. That type number one. Making takfir of those who follow other faith, it is also obligatory. You must call someone who is a mushrik, Ahl al-Kitab, he's a kafir. The Quran said he's a kafir. But making takfir of a Muslim, it's obligatory only on the scholars to make such judgment. Very important. Of course, ya ikhwa, this does not apply to people. For example, we have clear text in the Quran or in the authentic Sunnah that states that they are kuffar. You have a doubt that Abu Lahab is a kafir? Huh? I'm asking you, do you have a doubt that Abu Lahab is kafir? Why? Tabbat yada sayasla naran. Do you have a doubt that Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul is a munafiq? لأنه ورد نصوص ولا تصلي على أحد منهم مات أبدا ولا تقم على قبر. When you have a text that states that person is so and so, خلاص, out of question. But we're talking about other people. You must be careful with this, because the person could be ignorant. He doesn't know what he's doing. Number two, the person could be متأول للنص, misinterpreted the, or he reached a faulty interpretation of the text, or he is compelled to do so. Now let's go over some of the things which would bring a person into disbelief. Number one, the rejection of the pillars of Islam, the pillars of Iman. Rejecting the pillars of faith and the pillars of Islam all together or in partiality, all of this lead a person to kufr. But again, should I go to a person and say you're a kafir because you're rejecting it? I should say what? Whosoever rejects any of the pillars of Islam, any the pillars of Iman, is a kafir. هذا تكفير إيه؟ مطلق. But I should not point out a person, because that person could be ignorant. He may not know this. Or maybe he read someplace that... Yani, one of the most amazing things that I heard, somebody met me and said, Ya Sheikh, you know what? أنا بصلي كده على فكرة بس يعني احترازا يعني. I'm praying just in case. I'm praying just in case. لو في day of judgment, to if there is a day of judgment and there is Jannah and hell, then خلاص I will go to Jannah. If there is nothing of this, خلاص. هذا الرجل يكفر. هذا كافر. بالكلام هذا. This is a disbeliever. كلامه كلام إيه؟ Because العقيدة is what? إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم. The believers who believe in Allah and His Messenger and they never doubt. This person is doubting. But now should I go and label him a kafir? لا. I tell him, يا أخي, الكلام الذي تقوله كلام كفر. What are you saying right now is a disbelief. Do you know what you're saying? You doubting that there is a day of judgment, you doubting Allah, you doubting the Quran, you doubting the Sunnah, would lead you to kufr. Are you aware of this? So you need to remove what? Ignorance out of the picture. Also rejecting any of the messengers, any of the prophets, any of the religion, would lead you to kufr. Certain actions, such as a person performed them deliberately, intentionally, deliberately, this person mocked the religion. Somebody who says Islam, the Islam is a backward religion, is not fitting the time. يسخر من رسول الله. He mocks the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم deliberately. تجي تقول له يا أخي أنت تعلم أن هذا العمل عمل كفر. Do you know this is a disbelief? أهو. Idol worshipping, humiliating the Quran, for example, messing around with the Quran, to disgrace the Quran and so forth. All these actions are actions of kufr. طيب, we have an issue here that is very interesting. Major sins. Major sins. We know that according to the Quran and the Sunnah, the majority of the scholars of this ummah labeled sins to be minors and majors. بنص القرآن, الله سبحانه وتعالى says, إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه. If you avoid the major. وقول الله تعالى, الذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم. Those who avoid the major sins. They keep away from the major sins. يعني, there is a lot of the criteria to define what a major sin is and what a minor sin is. That is not my subject. But does major sin labels a person a kafir? And it causes him to stay in the hellfire for eternity? هذا هو السؤال. Look at this. As long as he does not deny the commands, جحد الأمر, and believe the haram is halal, he is not a kafir. What do you mean? Commands. ما هو, the religion is what? Do, do not do. صلي. يقول لك لا ما بصليش. ليه؟ ما I shouldn't be praying. This one denied what? يكفر. كافر هذا. طب صلي إن شاء الله. والله يا شيخ أنا بحاول, والله سبحان الله, بس مش الصلاة صعبة وبحاول. I'm trying والله, يعني إن شاء الله I'm working on it. لا يكفر هذا. As long as he does not what? لا يجحد الأمر. ما هو إبليس Satan. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. يعني ليه؟ Why didn't you bow down, Iblis? Why? Did he say, I'm sorry? I made a mistake? I'm better than him. I shouldn't be bowing down to this man. هذا هو إيه؟ جحود. He denies the command. Look, in the story, Adam, a minute later, if you read the story, A short while later, Adam ate from the tree. He disobeyed like Satan, didn't he? He did like Satan exactly. But when he was asked why, what did he say? Huh? What did he say? I'm sorry. I made a mistake. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن. As long as you do not deny the command and believe that the sin is halal, you're not a kafir. باتفاق. Somebody who commits adultery, why are you committing adultery? He tells you it's halal. It's halal. هذا يكفر. Neglecting the duties that Allah has enjoined upon you, pillars of Islam, and committing sins such as zina, sexual intercourse, out of sight of marriage, of course, drinking khamr, intoxicants, killing a person without a legal excuse, eating up riba, backbiting, badly affects the testimony of faith, of tawheed. It affects your iman, it affects your faith, but it does not make you a disbeliever, provided that you did not deny the command, you did not believe that the haram is halal for you. You know what? We have a sect in Islam called al-Khawarij. الخوارج والمعتزلة. Those two. What الخوارج والمعتزلة believe? They believe that a person who commits a major sin is a kafir. And he will stay in the hellfire for eternity. ما هو الايه؟ A big problem. الخوارج, look what they say. They believe committing a major sin equals disbelief. And the person will abide forever in the hellfire. نفس الكلام مع المعتزلة. Another sect called المعتزلة. نفس الكلام. But according to the أهل السنة والجماعة يا إخوة, هذا الشخص, this person معه الإسلام. معه أصل الإيمان. اللي هو الإيه؟ الإسلام. هو مسلم بشهادته. But his إيمان what? Down. His إيمان diminishes. His إيمان is weak by committing that sin. His iman is weakened by committing that sin, but he's still a Muslim. طيب, will he go to the hellfire? Possibly. He's under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he did not repent in the dunya, he will go to the hellfire for a while, 100 years, 200 years, million years, Allah knows best how long, but he will come out of the hellfire because of what? لا إله إلا الله. الخوارج يقول لك لا. The Khawarij, they tell you, هذا الرجل, this man will stay in the hellfire for eternity. The same thing with the Mu'tazila. Yeah, the Mu'tazila, they had a, يعني he's between belief and disbelief. In a way, they did not, يعني want to commit to either side. بس يعني عقيدتهم that if he dies, he will stay in the hellfire for eternity. طب, what about us? Like we said, those who commit major sins, still believers in this world. They are Muslims, although their faith is imperfect. As for the hereafter, their faith rests with Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقع تحت المشيئة. If he wills, he will forgive them. And if he wills, he will punish them. But we know from Hadith al-Shafa'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take out of the hellfire someone who said la ilaha illallah and he did not do one righteous deed. وعندنا يا إخوة يعني تفسير قول الله تعالى ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب وقرآن مبين ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين. One day the disbelievers will wish that they have said La ilaha illallah. They have said the word of Islam. They have become Muslims. The scholars of tafsir, they said when this will happen. عند الموت, when they die, when the angel of death is here. Or عند معاينة النار. The hellfire will be brought in the day of gathering, in the day of reckoning. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ, when they see the hellfire. Three, when they are in the hellfire. The majority of the scholars of tafsir, they say when they are in the hellfire. بس هذا لا يمنع الأولانين يعني. This does not negate the first two. But most probably, this will happen when they are in the hellfire. How? Here they are in the hellfire being burned. And with them there is Ahmad, there is Ismail, there is Muhammad, there is Ali, there is... I'm sorry if I'm saying your name. But those people, they said La ilaha illallah in the dunya. But they were guilty of major sins. He got engaged in adultery. He got engaged in zina. He never repented. In riba. Whatever major sin you want to call. He never repented in the dunya. He has to go to the hellfire to pay for this. But he will be called out. So and so come out. Why? Because he said what? La ilaha illallah. For these believers will ask one another, why this person is leaving? Why is he leaving us? Oh, because he said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in the dunya. At this time they will say, oh, why we didn't say it? Oh, we wish we said it. رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا. They will wish that they have just said the word. Because it will be explained to them, listen, this person said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and he got engaged in sins. But again, I want to go back to Al-Asl. As long as he does not what? Believe that it's halal. Don't go and commit adultery and say it's halal or go to the hellfire. La. As long as you do not believe that this is halal, you still feel guilty about it. You still feel it's haram and you're just weak. Taban, we have another group, the total opposite to this. The total opposite of this, called the murji'ah. And by the way, these groups, not necessarily they have a congregation and they have a masajid. Muslims could belong, يعني an average Muslim could belong out of ignorance to one of these groups while he does not know. يعني انت لو كفرت بالكبيرة, if you go after a person who commits a major sin and you label him to be a kafir, you belong to that group. أنت من الخوارج. Meanwhile, you don't know that you're من الخوارج. يعني, I'm not talking about having a label. أنا من الخوارج ومش عارف. You could have fikr. You could have the ideology of who? Of these groups. While you don't know. That is why we're talking about this. To filter this out. Because these issues have to do with iman. Have to do with your creed. في فريق آخر في الأمة. Another group in the ummah, very interesting, called al-murji'ah, another sect. Allah, the Prophet said that we're going to divide into how many sects? 73. One of them in Jannah, 72 are in the hellfire, right here. Another group called al-murji'ah. Who are al-murji'ah? They tell you, as long as you say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, anta fil jannah, khalidun mukhallad, and your faith is like the faith of Jibreel and Mikael. Naful amal. They dismissed acting. They defined iman. Remember what I said at the very beginning? What is iman? Believe in the heart. Saying with the tongue, and then what? Come on, brothers. Action with what? هم نافوا العمل. They said iman that you believe in the heart, you say it with the tongue, خلاص. صلي عم خ... لا ما بصليش. ما فيش مش لازم أصلي. زكاءه مش لازم. وبعدين يستشهدوا بإيه بحديث زي حديث أبي ذر مثلا. لما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لأبي ذر الغفاري كما في البخاري ومسلم قال له يا أبي ذر take my shoes and tell those who say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله that he will enter جنة. فأبو ذر يرد عليه يقول إيه يا رسول الله وإن زنى وإن سرق. ما بيستشهدوا بهذه الأحاديث. They use this أحاديث as evidence. يا رسول الله even if he commits adultery, even if he steals, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول له وإن زنى وإن سرق. Even if he commits adultery and even if he steals. Ya Rasulallah, وَإِنْ زَنَى وَإِنْ سَرَقْ وَإِنْ زَنَى وَإِنْ سَرَقْ Three times. وَإِنْ زَنَى وَإِنْ سَرَقْ رَغْمَ أَنْ فِي أَبِي ذَرْ. طيب يا سيدي, the hadith doesn't say, ما هو, let's understand, the hadith doesn't say that they are not going to go to the hellfire. The hadith affirms that they will go where? Come on, are you paying attention with me or not? إخوة لو الموضوع مش زي على مزاجكم بطل. Are you following me ولا إيه؟ طيب. The hadith doesn't say what? That they are not going to... The hadith says, it affirms, الحديث يؤكد دخولهم الجنة, that they will enter جنة. But does the hadith negate that they will not go to the hellfire? لا. ما هو, you have to put the other text. It says a person who is guilty of a major sin may have to go to the hellfire for a while. And then he will come out of the hellfire and he will go where? So he paid for his adultery and he paid for his what? Sirq. Aho. ما هو يعني في حديث يا إخوة يقرأه كثير من الناس وبد الدعاء they never completed. من كان آخر كلامه من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Whosoever, whose last words, وحتى لما جه صدام حسين وانشنق ويعني وأني, you remember that? When they hang him and then he said, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, he said the كلمة. وبعدين يعني they look into the history of the man. First of all, من عقيدتنا, our creed, لا نقطع لأحد بجنة ولا بنار. أبدا. يا إخوة, put this حلقة في ودنك. يعني if you're a male, you shouldn't have حلقة in your ears. But I'm just saying, يعني don't ever decide the fate of any human beings. Any. You cannot say this person goes to Jannah, and you can't. والله لو even if he's the righteous. Even if he's Mr. Pious, you don't know. يعني حديث هذا الرجل اللي إيه the companion who in the battle of Khaybar, الصحابة they spoke about him highly. They said, والله the شملة, the scarf, العمامة which he stole is burning on him and his hair. But then he's in the eyes of the people, he's what? Righteous and pious and إياك. When Saddam died and he said the word, the people got, he said لا إله إلا الله, and the hadith says what? لا إله إلا الله محمد من كان آخر كلامه من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Whosoever whose last words in the dunya is لا إله إلا الله will enter جنة. ما هو there is a completion. من كان آخر كلامه من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة يوما من الدهر وإن أصابه قبل ذلك ما أصابه. One day. هذا يحل. One day. Again, I'm not saying that Saddam is, I'm not dictating that. Allah knows best. His fate is with who? But I'm saying that a person could say لا إله إلا الله at the bed of death, he's still gonna go to Jannah. But if he still have to pay for sins such as major sins, he may have to go to the hellfire for a while. That is our aqeedah. Now al murji'ah, you see al murji'ah, they say what? As long as you say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله and you have this iman in your heart, you're a dweller of Jannah for eternity. You don't have to pray, you don't have to fast, you don't have to do zakah. If you commit adultery, you're okay. Huh? This is very similar to a Jesus Christ died in the cross for your sins. You just have to believe this, you're saved, you're all set. Exactly. It's very similar to that. And they negate the fact that iman increases and decreases. They say iman is one block. If you have it or if you lose it. طبعاً, those two groups are very dangerous. Why? The first group causes the ummah to despair. يعني when you label somebody who commits a major sin, خلاص, this person is in the hellfire for eternity. Huh? زي الراجل اللي قاتل ال 99. That you have no chance. Huh? You despair. يعني the man who killed 99 souls. طيب, he went to the person who is wearing the clothes of scholars like myself. And he asked him, do I have a chance for tawbah? He said, no, you're done. What did he do? Ya'is al-nas. You cause people to despair from the mercy of Allah. وعندك حديث آخر يا إخوة في سنن الإمام الترمذي, two brothers from Bani Israel. One of them is righteous and the other one is off and on, off and on. One day the righteous came down, he used to live in the top of the mountain, he came down and then he saw his brother messing up, again he's sinning. قال والله لا يغفر الله لك. By Allah, Allah will never forgive you. Allah revealed to the Prophet of the time, who is taking my place? Who is deciding on my behalf? Tell him that I have forgiven the sins of his brothers. وَأَحْبَطُ عَمَلَهُ. And because of what he said, his deeds are in vain. Start over. For the first group, sends people to what? People to what? To despair. But the second group, sends people to what? Relax. ما فيش صلاة, ما فيش زكاة. Dangerous. But أهل السنة والجماعة, where? In the middle. هذا الرجل صاحب الكثيرة, still a Muslim, he's under the Mashiach in the hereafter. If Allah wills, forgives him. If Allah wills, punish him. But at the end of the day, he's not going to stay in the hellfire for eternity. This person who does not act is in trouble. He must be acting. So this is the first thing that we have to deal with here today, inshallah. The second one is very interesting. Remember when we spoke about the sources of our aqeedah? We said Quran and Sunnah and Ijma'. طيب, we have something called philosophy. فلسفة. فلسفة. Subhanallah, the word even is disgraceful. أولها فلس وآخرها سفة. فلس, bankruptcy, سفة, foolishness. The word is put in Arab. فلسفة. طيب, إيه الفلسفة هذه؟ علم الكلام. Look at this now. Philosophy And Islam, basically, the religion of Islam, they are both interested in finding out the origin of the universe and the purpose behind the life and how the human being can attain happiness. Al-Falasifa, this is their area. Al-Falasifa is always after what? Who created this world? Huh? They are after this. And how can the human being be happy and content? This is also the same mission of Islam, of our Aqeedah. We're after this too. We're trying to find out this. We're trying to figure this out. But we follow divine. But al-Faylasuf, he follows what? His own what? Intellect. Human mind. Human production. That is subject to change. Subhanallah, yani ideal example. In this country, 100 years back, a man and a woman together outside of wedlock is called adultery. If you read the history of this country, dating, girlfriend, boyfriend, all that stuff, marriage. Now what? Changed. Well, I mean, talking about man and woman, now man and man and women and women, that's another issue. Changed. Things what? Changed. Because the human what? Intellect, the human things. You see, there is no way that philosophy and religion can meet. Why? Because philosophy always speaks about improving this, let's do this instead of this. But religion tells you what? The religion is what? Complete. So there is no way you can co-counsel both, bring both together. There is no way. There is no meeting place between the two. No meeting zone between the two. Of course, once we speak about philosophy, we want to speak like learned people. Imam al-Ghazali fil Ihya, he mentioned that philosophy has four branches of knowledge. Mathematics, math, geometry, right? It's called geometry, right? And math, this is part of philosophy, logic, theology, and they have something called natural sciences. Listen, math and all that stuff, no problem. Logic, no problem. As long as we're going to do it in IT, algorithm and all that stuff, that is no problem at all. But theology, religion, no, you have no place. Because the aqidah is based on what? Divine. And يعني صاحب العقيدة الطحوية أبو العز يعني he summed up the whole thing. He said what? Listen, philosophy, here is what he said. The thoughts of philosophy would dismiss five basic principles of religion completely. Al-Falasifa, they will wipe these five basic principles. Principle number one, they will tell you that Allah exists. That's the one thing that we agree with the philosophers, that they say Allah exists. But who's Allah? No names, attributes. As long as you're worshipping what? Sanam. Now what is the difference between that ilah which they are referring to and the sanam? You're going like knowledge? No, Allah doesn't have the knowledge. Oh, he has the knowledge of the things in it, but the small little things? No. He has no reality, no essence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know the details of his creation. When Allah tells you in the Quran, وعنده مفاتح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمه. If a leaf of a tree falls down, Allah knows about it. هو يقول لك الفيلسوف الناصح, the فيلسوف tells you Allah doesn't know these little details. But Allah يعلم الكليات. Allah knows what? The general things. The laws of things. But these small details, no. They deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the actions of people. And I'll explain this inshallah once we address al-asma' wa sifat. What do you mean by that? I will explain this. They also deny the books. تقول له قال الله قال رسول الله يقول لك لا. The human قال أفلاطون قال سقراط. the human intellect. They deny the Quran, they deny the Sunnah. They do not believe in the hereafter. They do not believe that there is a day of judgment. They deny the hereafter in their view. طبعاً يعني العقيدة يا إخوة, having عقيدة إسلامية, the عقيدة of a Muslim, produces a man of عقيدة. شوف a person who is into علم الكلام, and the philosopher Socrates said, Aflatun said, and look when he speaks, he would say this, I think this is correct, but in reality it may be wrong, based on the evidence of today, and it could change tomorrow. And you know what? Tomorrow it may be right, it may be wrong. صباح الضياع يعني. لكن رجل العقيدة يقول لك الله exists. Yes, Allah exists. There is Jannah Hill. Yes, there is Jannah Hill. في كتب. Yes, there are كتب. So, but the man of philosophy and all that, that's why I don't advise the scholars, the jurists, by the way, regarding studying falsafa or ilm al-kalam, don't do it. And if you have to do it because you want to get some credit hours, don't admire it. Don't admire it. Or you could learn it, by the way, to refute these guys, because these guys also, you see, something about these people, look at this. The wise man, listen to that statement. اللي هو رجل فلسفة يعني يقول لك إيه. He always comes to attack your religion based on logic. يعني أنت عندك إيه؟ عقيدة, creed, there is not even subject to doubt or question. يجي يقول لك طب ما تعالى, let's apply logic here. ممكن نتكلم logic؟ ما هو this is how he comes. I mean come on, Allah given you brain, right? نفس الطريقة بتاعت الشيطان, the same way of شيطان. ما هو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لك إيه, يأتي الشيطان أحدكم, الشيطان will come to you, he will use logic with you like a philosopher. يقول لك مين اللي خلق السماوات والأرض, الشيطان هيقول لك كده, who created the heavens and the earth. شوف الشيطان هيقول لك الله, قول الله, يقول لك الله, تيجي انت قال الله, هو واخد, he's taking you up where, somewhere else. طيب من خلقك, مين اللي خلقك, who created you, الله, say الله, وبعد يجي who created الله. شايف هذا شغل الفيلسوف, طريق الفيلسوف. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لك ايه, leave, don't even entertain the thought, don't even entertain that thought, dismiss it right away. فإذا رأى أحدكم هذا ارمي. نفس الكلام philosophy and the way that they go about things. Like I said, there is no meaning place between the two. They basically destroy the religion. It is very dangerous to learn about it. Stay away from it. We have another issue, إخوان, in our religion, which is المتواتر والأحاد. Created a fitna in the ummah. What they say? First of all, do we know what al-mutawatir is and al-ahad is? Mutawatir hadith refers to a hadith whose narrators in each level of its chain of transmission are so numerous. You see, when you have a hadith, خلينا نقول مثلا الإمام البخاري, هذا الإمام البخاري, صحيح البخاري. البخاري tells you حدثنا شو, I heard this hadith from Muhammad, who heard it from him, who heard it from him, who heard it from Abu Huraira, and Abu Huraira heard it from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ورضي الله عن أبو هريرة. We call this what? There are some people, latecomers in the ummah, they say, listen, for us to accept a hadith that talks about aqidah, creed, in each level of the chain, we call this a chain of narration. Him, a chain. In each level, at least, some said three, some said four, some said seven narrators. We must have seven people heard this hadith like him. in order for this hadith to be accepted, mutawatir. اختلفوا في العدد على فكرة. يعني they differed over how many as a condition. طب we have in some of these chains one narrator only. They say one narrator, this is called hadith ahad. We don't accept it في مسائل العقيدة. We cannot use this to talk about عقيدة. Oh. Of course, هذه بدعة حادثة في الدين. This is a bid'ah in religion. Because we have more than one evidence. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen, to teach them what? The first thing, Ya Mu'adh, innaka ta'ti qawman ahla kitab. You're coming to the people of the book. Let me, the first thing that you talk to them about is what? Al-tawheed, la ilaha illallah, masail aqeedah. فليحذر وما كان المؤمنون لينفروا كافة فلولا نفر من كل فرقة منهم طائفة. الطائفة في اللغة begins with one. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما جاء أهل اليمن at the very beginning, يا رسول الله ارسل معنا رجلا يعلمنا الدين, send with us a man who teaches us the deen. قال قم يا أمين الأمة, أمين الأمة أبو عبيد بن الجراح, go teach them the religion. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he sent all these messengers to these different empires, he sent messenger only to Caesar, say la ilaha illallah, aslim taslim. فأنت حتيجي, where are you getting this? هو عايز يهرب أصلا. عايز يهرب. He wanna run away from what? لأن في مس عذاب القبر حديث أحد. The punishment in the grave أحد. الكوثر أحد. The day of resurrection أحد. There are issues. يعني I listed here maybe up to 40 issues. أحاديث أحد. If you're gonna say, we cannot accept أحاديث الأحد in the issue of عقيدة, then you're dismissing a lot of the things which are in the religion. طيب. What is the view of the scholars regarding the people who say this? Who say أحاديث الأحد? Do we call them kafirs? Huh? Someone who says that, listen, we only accept, we call them the deniers of al-ahad once it comes to the issue of the creed. Although, وهذا قول السافريني رحمه الله, although we do not say that they are kafirs, but we say that if they reject sahih hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to prove matters of aqeedah is clearly a big mistake. And there is fear that they may become astray and misguided because of the rejection of these hadith, and Allah may punish them. Why? Because they rejected the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Here is an example of issues of the aqeedah that was given to us through a hadith. The statement of Adam alayhi salam as a prophet, as well as other beside him. Yani we have a lot of the names of the prophets that are mentioned in the sunnah, a hadith ahad. Okay, the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above all the messengers. This is in the sunnah. أنا سيد ولدي آدم. وَلَا فخر. The great intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet will intercede for humanity, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to begin judgment. All the matters relating to the beginning of creation. جِئْنَا نَسْأَلُ عَنْ أَوَّلِ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ أَوَّلْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْقَلَبِ. All these ahadith, الكوثر, ahadith ahad. If you reject this, then you are rejecting a lot of the religion. One last thing, brothers and sisters in Islam, before we close, is there is a lot of people, and wallahi, I was so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I got to learn this today, who say that when you address people who do not believe that the Quran is the word of Allah, how are you gonna speak the Quran to them when they do not believe the Quran is the word of Allah? How can you invite non-Muslims to Islam when they do not believe the Quran is the word of Allah? Can you use the Quran? They say basically you should use rational and logic and all this stuff. We say you could use rational and logic, but make your source the Quran. Why? Because when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the disbelievers of Mecca, he recited to them what? The Quran. قل أي شيء أكبر شهادة؟ قل الله شهيد بيني وبينكم. Here it is. وأوحي إلي هذا القرآن لأنذركم به ومن بلغ. To warn you using the Quran. But it's going to take the eloquence of the caller or da'iyah that he can use the principles of the Quran to convey a message in a rational basis. Yani you could combine both. Use the religion as your source, but use it in a rational way. The last piece here that we have, which is so important as well, the call that we can enter faith into other people's faith. Of course, we have those people, they say, all religions are good, Jews and Christians, and so forth. Ya ikhwa, this concept of interfaith is not Islamic at all. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدْ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ. And subhanAllah, if you read the reason behind the revelation of the surah, الكفار, the disbelievers came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, instead of us, Ya Muhammad, yani, instead of us fighting one another, why don't you worship our idols 1 year and we'll worship Allah 1 year? Oh. فالكلام هذا اللي انت, you enter the faith into Christians and Christians into Muslims, well, let's have just one Abrahamic religion, Abrahamic faith, والكلام هذا, a Muslim doesn't say this, a Muslim doesn't believe this, this is a red zone. لكم دينكم ولي دين. You have your deen and I have my deen. With this, inshallah, بإذن الله تعالى, next lecture, we're going to go into توحيد الأسماء والصفات. موضوع يعني الله المستعان, يعني يا إخوة, it's the most difficult, but if you get it, you will enjoy Islam. Getting to know who Allah is and understanding His names and attributes, because this is also a place where a lot of people went astray. Inshallah, I left the Tawheed, al-Rububiyyah, wal-Uluhiyyah to Sundays when we explain Surah Al-Fatiha. But Tawheed al-Asma' wa-Sifat, inshallah, beginning next Tuesday, we're going to talk about it. How we understand the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there are people who negate it. People who say Allah hears, but He does not have hearing. Allah sees, He does not see, He does not have a vision. There are people who yata'awwalu al-sifah. يقول لك يد الله فوق أيديهم. The hand of Allah is above their hand. They say Allah doesn't have a hand like us. It is not a hand. What is meant by the hand is al-quwwa. Allah is strong and so forth. Inshallah, we're going to apply these principles, how to understand the names and the attributes of Allah. باب الأسماء والصفات inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين.